It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, Nick Kostos. Guess what? Our Cleveland Cavaliers are 13-0.
Oh, they're awesome, man. Great to be on with you guys today. I did bet the Sixers last night just to cover. I like the spot for Philly without Embiid and Paul George. Just thought you'd get their best effort. But, yeah, no surprise that the Cavs won. Kenny Atkinson, the big-time favorite for Coach of the Year. And the Cavs looking like definitely one of, like, the three, four best teams in the NBA thus far this season.
How far can they go with this winning streak? What do you think?
Okay, so winning streak, we can, like, look at the schedule and we can see, like, what they've got
Boston
coming up.
Boston next
here.
Tuesday is the one that they have two home games, and then they have Boston next Tuesday.
And that's an NBA Cup game against Boston, right?
Oh,
and,
I should have known. Wow. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
Well, I mean, like, which matters, and for people that want to bet this stuff, Boston was a big favorite to win their group in the NBA Cup. Like, the Cavs were not the favorite. The Celtics were. And in night one of the NBA Cup on Tuesday, the Cavaliers obviously won, and the Celtics lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, we're going to get that cup, baby.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not insinuating like people should care about this. Like, I think it's kind of cool, but yeah, just like that is a little added wrinkle to this game. So the Cavaliers' schedule coming up. Let's see what they've got. Okay, so they have the Bulls tomorrow night at the Bulls. You'd think that should be a win.
And Charlotte.
Hornets on Sunday should be a win. Yeah, I think like at the Celtics would be the next one. The Pelicans are really injured. They should be able to beat the Pelicans next week. Host the Raptors. The Raptors are tanking. Home and home against the Hawks. I mean, Atlanta could feasibly get them. Yeah, like this could stretch up close to 20-0, I think, for the Cavaliers. So it's been really, really good. I don't want to say I'm super surprised. I did bet Atkinson to win Coach of the Year before the season started. I bet over 48.5 wins. I thought this was going to be like, let's say, like a 52-win team, like 52-30, something like that. I did not expect this. So this is obviously like way performing expectations thus far.
They go 500 the rest of the way. You win your bet. Right.
Yeah, like they've been great, and like Atkinson again, like looks really good for Coach of the Year right now. I will say, and I have this plan to do on my show later. I don't know if I want to say that the Cavaliers are like going to win the Eastern Conference yet. Obviously, like Boston is still going to be the favorite there, and just looking at the odds board, the Knicks are actually the second choice on the odds board to win the East. And Cavs fans might hear that and say, "Well, like how the hell is that possible? Like the Knicks just lost last night to the Bulls. The Cavs are undefeated." I think this is generally how bettors work, especially guys in the NBA, where and the Cavs have really only had in this run, right, with this core, like two playoff series, right? Like lost in the first round to the Knicks a couple years ago, beat the Magic in seven last year in the first round, and then got like they obliterated by the Celtics in the second round. Like you usually need to fail like a good amount before you win. Like before you like reach the ultimate destination. And I think bettors are a little skeptical, not in Cleveland's ability to win like 58 regular season games. I think people think like that they're really awesome. Like that could be the case. But when it comes down to it in the postseason, like Mitchell's the only guy that really has the experience. And I know like guys got playoff reps last year, but like not really deep in the playoffs. And that kind of stuff matters in the NBA. That's been historically proven out. So I think that there is going to be some skepticism that the Cavs can get to the NBA finals, win the NBA Finals, and that's probably a good thing for the team to use that as motivation. Atkinson keeps talking about, guys, the chip on the shoulder of this team. I think they're going to have that the whole season because no matter how this regular season goes, I think that sports bettors, pundits in the media will still say it's the Celtics in the East.
And even though Donovan Mitchell does have playoff experience, Nick, it's not going deep in the playoffs, so that's an area that he has to adapt to as well. So I think they have the chance to do that. What are the odds saying for NBA championship for Cavs? What's that?
So here's where we're at with NBA. For the Cavs to win the title, 16-1.
And how many teams are ahead of them?
Yeah, so for context, they are tied with Phoenix right now on the odds board, and the Suns have had a great start to the season. Durant's injured right now, but the Suns have had a great start to the season. So two Eastern Conference teams, are ahead of the Cavs, the Celtics, and the Knicks. The Celtics are the favorite to win the title. The Knicks are the third choice to win the title. So this is the betting market saying that the East has two of the best three teams, and then it's a lot of teams in the West. Oklahoma City is the second choice overall and the top pick in the West, plus 550. Then you have Dallas at plus 800, same odds as the Knicks. Denver with Jokic, who's playing out of his mind again. The Timberwolves also. So Celtics, Thunder, Knicks, Mavericks, Nuggets, Wolves, all ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now to win the NBA championship.
Wow. Is that you think that's legit? Would you put them there?
Well, I think that something to consider is like, because, you know, maybe someone hears this and says, like, the Cavs are better than the Nuggets, which I think is a really, like, the Nuggets have the best player probably in Jokic, but I think it's probably fair, like, the Cavs are probably better than the Nuggets. The reason why the Cavs are lower on the odds board than, like, the Nuggets, the Mavericks, and the Cavs are definitely better than the Wolves right now. Like, I don't think there's any question about that. The reason why the Cavs are lower than these teams is because the Celtics play in the East. And the thought is that the Celtics are definitely the best team, like the defending champion, and should roll out of bed and win close to 60 games this year. They're 10-3 to start the year. Cleveland's obviously 13-0. I think the thought is that, like, no one's beating Boston, so the East teams are going to get knocked down a notch because of that, because the competition in the West is easier. I think if you put Cleveland in the West, I still think Cleveland would be behind Oklahoma City right now, but I think Cleveland would probably be the second choice in the West right now to get to the NBA Finals. But in the East, like, I think this is just kind of how it has to be.
All right, let's talk about the Browns and the Saints. We might be the only three people talking about it in the gambling world, but you tell me.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true at all. Okay, well, good. Why are they talking about it?
This is a really, really interesting point spread movement in this game. So New Orleans has the big performance on Sunday, right? Beats the Atlanta Falcons, first game without fired head coach Dennis Allen.
Right.
They beat the Falcons, and the Browns coming off the bye and going into the bye had that awful loss against the Chargers. I bet the Browns in that game. Bad job by me. The Saints open almost a 3-point home favorite, like 2.5, like a juice 2.5 towards New Orleans. And I see this on Sunday night, and I'm thinking, like, wow, please let a 3 appear so I can bet Browns plus 3. Well, not only did that not happen, but I can tell you, because, like, we had a couple on our show and I talked to people that, like, bet professionally and, like, have influence and, like, can move the betting market. Like, the Browns are now favored in this game. Like, the Browns are a 1-point favorite now. And I think a lot of people looked at that point spread and said, not only should the Saints, like, not be a 3-point favorite, but the Browns should actually be favored in the game. So right now, again, at BetMGM, Cleveland is the favorite in this game on the road at New Orleans. Now, I don't know if I can get there where the Browns should be favored. Like, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I guess if you, like, made me pick the winner of the game, I would bet New Orleans if the game's a pick 'em because the Saints are at home. My betting advice for this game would be, though, either team goes to 1.5, and I'm going to try not to make this complicated. Like, to tease the team that's a 1.5 point or more underdog to get them over a touchdown. So a 6-point tease, right? 1.5 up to 7.5, where if the game is close, like, you win. And I think that one way or another, this game will be close on Sunday. So when the game opened, I was going to bet the Browns. Now that the Browns are favored, I would only consider betting the Saints. I think the margin is, like, razor thin in this game on Sunday.
What's Jameis Winston do for the Browns in the eyes of the betting public moving forward?
Well, I think it's an upgrade over Deshaun Watson for sure. Like, big time upgrade over Deshaun Watson and what Watson was doing. And I think he makes the Browns, like, the Browns are not a good team with Jameis Winston, but they're definitely not rated as a bad team. Like, New Orleans with Derek Carr back, without Carr, they're an absolute train wreck, right? With Carr, they're probably a below average team in the NFL. They're not, like, one of the worst teams in the league when Derek Carr is playing. And think about this, right? New Orleans has, in the Superdome, one of the best home field advantages. Like, it's a crazy home field advantage in New Orleans. The fact that the Browns are road favorites in New Orleans, and think about this again, not every home field advantage is great, like New Orleans has. Like, this says that the betting market is, like, rating the Browns as, like an average team or, like, slightly below average team. There aren't that many really good teams. So it's a huge upgrade for Cleveland with Jameis Winston as the quarterback. Now, like, to be like in their own division, the Browns are still not rated as highly as the Bengals, the Ravens, or the Steelers. They're not as rated as highly as some like the Miami Dolphins, who are in the mix for a wild card spot in the AFC. Not in the same range as the Chargers, obviously, who are in the mix for a wild card spot. So I'm not saying the market's rating Cleveland like a playoff team, but I think they're being rated as like just below that right now. And again, think about what it was when Watson was the quarterback, when they're one of the worst teams in the league. So I actually think Jameis is a sizable upgrade for Cleveland.
Nick? Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You got it. Wishing you guys Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.